We are back here in studio discussing the 2023 MAC conference opening Wednesday, March 1st through Sunday, March 5th. Under the theme, The Power of Museums, Relevancy, Advocacy, Transformation. Why do you think conferences like this are important to communities?
Well, I think for one, it allows, because the MAC conference moves around, right? It's in different locations. And this year, of course, we have the privilege of hosting it. It allows everyone who's local, who can't perhaps afford to travel, go elsewhere, has a chance to participate. So you're bringing all the guests, all these thinkers and these museum professionals into your country, into your city, and they're here to share their expertise. So for everyone here in the Bahamas and, you know, wherever it happens to be the following year, you know, you have a chance to learn from all these professionals. So I think there's a real educational benefit for one. And so, and for a lot of people, I think, you know, since we have at least 25 students going to this, I hope that it opens up some of their eyes to careers in the museum. I mean, I think people don't necessarily think about the great careers there are in museums, just as curators, as installers, as directors, as administrators. I mean, there's all kinds of options for people to develop a career in a museum. So that's also an important part of that, kind of opening people's perspective to that. And then I think when our own museum, like the National Art Gallery, for example, and then, you know, other smaller museums or galleries we have on the island as well, this is a chance to get exposed to the thinking, what's happening just in the Caribbean in general, in that area, an idea of presentations, cultural presentation, cultural documentation. You have access to just, well, not only go to the lecture, but afterwards you have a chance to talk to the person, right, that gave the lecture. So it's a small enough conference that you're not going to have any problem grabbing someone and ask them questions afterwards. And so there's just a lot of opportunity for exchange between people that normally you wouldn't necessarily cross paths with, right? If people are in a museum working, you go see the museum, but you don't have to go up and talk to the director. So this gives you a chance to anyone really to ask questions and learn about what's going on in museums around the Caribbean. So that's, I mean, from my point of view, that's an important part for the community. I think for professionals, museum professionals, it's also good to hear from everyone, because also you're stepping out of your office and your kind of professional milieu, right? And you're stepping into a more public community forum where you have to answer questions, where you're sharing your perspective and you hear other people's perspective. So it's also a way for the museum professionals to get exposure to people who are visiting their museums as well. So it's really this conference to anyone who's interested in these topics. So I think there's a couple good connections there with the community.
Absolutely. I really like what you said, Doug, about this idea of getting some of our folks from the region to be interested in careers in this. Now, I know that there aren't that many programs. However, there are some small projects that are starting up. For example, I believe in Dominicana or Puerto Rico, they're looking at doing some collaborations to get this going. In conversation with a colleague, I work at the Panama Museum, and we recently had a conversation with folks, and you know, we are in Spanish to be empirico. We a lot of us who work in the field, we learned kind of on the ground and then figured things out. And as opportunities like this conference come up, we get to connect with other professionals and then learn about that formal in the field that can do this formally and well and spread and connect with others. And then I think I would also add just the value for communities lately, and you can see in many of the topics that Doug mentioned and that are going to be talked about at the conference, the voices of the people in the community is what we're trying to make sure is coming through more at many of our museums. So I can talk about the museum I currently work at. Part of that transformation that they will be talking about is precisely that. You know, we have, our country is very well known for its canal. And it's known for it as an engineering, you know, success. But there's stories of both Panamanians and many, many nationalities of immigrants who also form part of that history, of that story, of that national story that we're trying to help shine through. And I believe that is what a lot of other museums are doing as well. And I think that's another beautiful part of what we're trying to doing here, centering in communities, even in the topics and the themes that we are focusing on for the conference.
I love that. That sounds quite significant. And specifically, what resonates with me reading articles about how the Museums Association of the Caribbean has been working with the redefining what a museum is and how it operates. Could you share a little bit about that, Ms. Warren?
Sure. A little bit in work, and I can tell you it's very interesting because the first thing is that it's not the same, right? Even in the Caribbean, where this tiny geographic place, there's still groups to look at what a museum is and what a museum is not. For museum professionals in these four different linguistic regions. And among the things that people will definitely say, it should not be a place where you feel like you don't have a say in what happens, right? It's not a place where you should be talked down to. And that's interesting, of course, because we know that sometimes that has happened in the history of our museums. But that shines through a lot. And I think actually Shani Roper, who led this research, she will be able to talk much more about that. She and the rest of her team that work on that particular aspect of the study will be able to give you a lot more detail. But that I can tell you one important finding. And it's definitely not the same everywhere, which is important for us to remember. And therefore, when ICOM, for example, International Council of Museums, is looking at, okay, so what does the Caribbean need? They need to remember we're very heterogeneous here, and that is part of what needs to be taken into account. There's no one solution for this. I welcome everybody to come and join us as we look at that, because even when you look at how resilience is reflected, how we see the different examples of resilience. It's different in different places, based on how we're able to interact with the community, how we're able to get our resources, and so forth.
That's right. I wanted to mention another thing too about just the community aspect of it, how valuable it can be. I was at a session yesterday that was for culinary, and Graham Davis from Bahamar President was speaking, and he was sharing some research. And when tourists come to our country, one of the things they complain about is nothing to do. And so they come, they can go to the beach, but really, after you've been to the beach a few times, a few hours, it's kind of old. So they're more interested. And many of the Caribbean countries are the revenue, the economy is based a great part on tourism, right? And so developing parts of the economy that can, like museums, which can be a source of revenue for tourists to come in, it's kind of an experience. And there's more and more of a emphasis on experiential traveling and being able to learn about where you're traveling to, not just pounding the sand for a couple hours. So that's another reason why I think it can benefit everyone, and particularly in the Bahamas, for us to think about what are the museums that we could create and also help people learn about the culture here, right? Because that's the other thing too. People come in, they just see the sea and sand, and they don't, or they might even walk by and see things from Junkanoo, but they don't really know what's happening, what's the why of it, and know the history of it. And museums are really the place where you can bring all that together and create a really compelling, engaging presentation about your own culture and really share that with others. And without the museum, it's going to happen like in hotels. It's going to happen in the lobby of a hotel or something. So this is the chance for the public or the Bahamian society to really put their story out for the public through the museum as a venue.
I wholeheartedly agree, Doug. I think a conference like this really makes you ponder on all of the work that you have been doing, and also gives a lot of museums professionals and an opportunity to pat themselves on the back because You guys have really been through the trenches. I think specifically, anyone in any kind of institution, academia, culinary, hospitality, museums, to be able to navigate the pandemic in a truly meaningful way, and then to also kind of navigate an entire institution through that. I think, yeah, I can't wait to offer you all a beverage when you guys arrive, especially at the opening reception because you all need it. Are there any closing thoughts or any closing words that you guys have?
I would simply say, we are really looking forward to see each other and to see you. And please make the effort. I think you will be so surprised at how much you can get out of this kind of experience and the connections that last for quite a while. We really look forward to seeing everybody.
That's
I agree. And
amazing.
I think it's going to be a great, if you come, it's going to be a great experience. You're going to meet some great people. You're going to learn a lot of new things. And you're going to leave kind of a richer person for your experiences.
That's amazing. Could you give a shout out to your co-hosts, for the conference as well as your sponsors one more time for us?
Sure. So we again thank very, very much the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, the University of the Bahamas, the Antiquities and Monuments Museum Corporation, as well as, of course, the National Museum for African American History and Culture, the Our Shared Future, Reckoning with Our Racial Past Initiative. These are all out of the Smithsonian. I believe we also have Bank of the America to thank, as well as the Current Expressive Collaborations and Creative House of Opportunities. Thank everybody for all of your support getting all of this together, and we are very happy. We're looking forward to seeing you too.
That's amazing. Anything from you, Douglas?
Thank you, Manny, for a great interview.
Oh, thank you guys for being phenomenal hosts. So with that, I remind you all to definitely check out the website www.caribbeanmuseums.com/MACConference, no, MAC Bahamas 2023 for all of the MAC conference information that you guys need. I thank you both for joining me in studio. I encourage you to continue all of your amazing work. And congratulations to the entire Museums Association of the Caribbean family, your sponsors, and your supporters. I look forward to hosting you again real soon. I can't wait for all of us to be together real soon. And to all of our listeners, I invite you all to visit us here at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, where we have Art Ecology and Sacred Space, a retrospective by Mr. Antonius Roberts, curated by Dr. Krista Thompson here on exhibition. If you aren't able to physically visit, fret not. Visit the NAGB's website at nagb.org.bs and connect with us via social media so you don't miss out on anything. See you all next time. I'm your host, Maddie, and this has been the Blank Canvas here at 96.9 FM Guardian Radio with Nyasha Warren and Dr. Douglas Barkey. Thank you all, and see you all real soon.